In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power, models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the world of his grace.
This morning, it's our family Thanksgiving service, of course. We have given thanks to God. We have praised his holy name. We thank God for his goodness in our lives. His name be forever praised. I will not be sharing about marriage or praises. Thank God for the ministration for the light from the light proclaimers. What a wonderful ministration. Please, every married couple, please take that message from the light proclaimers. And that is the message of God, from God to you, that you do not open the door of your house, of your life, of your home to the serpent to bite. He that breaks an edge, the serpent will bite. And in case you have opened, please go back and shut the door. Confess your sins and go to God. Confess your sins and shut the door. Block every loophole, every access that you have given to the enemy. Go block it and give him no access. The Bible says, give no room to the devil. And I have always told you, if you give the enemy a foothold, he will build a stronghold. May you not be his victim in Jesus' name. This morning, I want to share within the limits of the time allotted to me on the subject I've titled, Looking to the Right Places. Looking to the Right Places. Look. It's very critical. It is one of the five sensory organs that God has given to man. Your sight. Your sight. It is a major organ that determines the success or failure of a destiny. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, I will be reading from the New King James Version. A media person, please help me this morning. Let's go, New King James. The Bible says, let your eyes look right on, and let that your eyelids look straight before you. Look straight before you. Your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids straight before you. Your eyes looking. God's plan, God's design, God's program for man and for you as a person is glory. And this year is been tagged the year of greater glory. That is the plan. That is the arrangement. That is the program. Glory. And let me pray for someone here listening and someone joining online. You won't spend your life telling stories. They didn't say that amen very well here. Let me turn to them here. You won't spend your life telling stories. You will reveal the glory of God. One of the messages I'll be sharing with you this month, the words of Brother Paul in Galatians chapter 1 verse 24. He said, and they glorified God in me. A translation says, and they glorified God because of me. Your generation will glorify God because of you. So I'll be sharing with you then, what are the things that will happen in your life for your world and generation to glorify God? What will make them glorify God? But this morning, it's important for you to know that you are designed for his glory. Created for his glory. And you are designed for profit. God wants your life to be profitable. I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are and declare, my life will reveal the glory of God. Say it louder like you mean it. I will be profitable in life and destiny. My life will reveal the glory of God. I will be profitable in life and destiny. You will be profitable. But for us to reveal the glory of God, for us to be profitable, it is important for us to look at the right places. If you must arrive at glory, if you must arrive at profit, look at the right places. Looking at wrong places will cause many things, but let me mention three. Looking at the wrong places, number one, we cause distraction. It will distract you from your purpose. Looking at the wrong places will distract you from your purpose. Number two, it will make you miss your mark. I don't know if the media has the slide. Do you have the slide of this ministration? You don't? Okay. You will not be distracted. Now, sometimes when you look, it gives you, when you have a visual stimuli, sometimes it helps. Now, you will see, sometimes when, let me pray for someone. Ogun almost. Koni jeti e o. He almost made it. Nothing is as painful as almost. You know, sometimes if you fail, you know, your boss have a saying. If you want to be blind, be totally blind. Pata pata la afoju. Kume kume la adete. Afo afoto oju ijani. If you are not totally blind, it will be causing problem. So be blind. If you want to fail, fail. But almost is painful. I almost made it. I have told you this story now. When our results was being, read, final year of Obafemi Faculty of Law, they will call your number. They will call your name and your registration number. And then they will give you your subjects, your courses. Commercial law, 69. And I needed just 170. Just 70. Company law, I can't remember. Is that 57 or 59? I can't remember. Then there is a clinical law, 50, 68. Another 69, 68. Then the cumulative, 3.45. And 2-1 was 3.5. So when they said 3.45, everybody said, you see, it was that hit me most. Almost. Then I had one colleague who scored 2.5. He started laughing. He laughed and celebrated, and he turned to me. He said, Adulodju, I know they follow you, drag 2-1. See your life, see my life. We're there in the same class. Upon all your reading at 3 points. Now, the thing can't depend me the more. Almost. There are sometimes I need you to pray. Parents, when I ask you to pray some prayer, you take your children and pray. Take your children and pray this prayer. You see, when there are some prayers only you can pray for yourself. Oh, children, are you listening to me? You are the one that will pray this prayer for yourself. It don't depend on your mom. I prayed for my children. I prayed for them and asked them to pray. Now I've told them, pray for yourself. And I told my children, I told them this story, almost. My son, we didn't like praying very much. Ask me what he made. 3.46. See your life. Me, his father, 3.45. I tell God, tell me, you really suffer me pay this year, my. So pray. I want to pray for everyone who say, "Amen," will be loud. Whatever power or force is repressing your life and destiny, repressing your result, today we command them destroyed in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a believing amen? He almost made it. He didn't make it. That will no longer be your story. Almost. It's a painful thing. Miss the mark. If you are distracted, you miss the mark. Number three, distraction leads up. Looking at the wrong places can cause a crash of your destiny. A crash of destiny. There are some pictures I would have loved for you to see. An advertisement, a company decided to do an experiment. They were doing mobile advert. So they put 30 trucks on the road. 30 trucks. How many trucks? 30 trucks for advertisement. And these 30 trucks carry the picture of a nude woman, lady. Very bold, massive picture. It was just the breast. And they use a thin fluorescent to cover the nipple. The nipple was covered, but every other thing was naked. And in one day, they recorded 517 crashes. 517 accidents. And most of them, men. Hey, get here. Men. Some men will be looking, you walk all around my way, you roll on pa. And 517 car crashes. So if you look at the wrong place, I didn't show you that picture deliberately. I didn't show that one, the one I just spoke about. I didn't. So don't forget, looking at wrong places will distract you from your purpose. Looking at wrong places will make you miss your mark. You won't miss your mark. Looking at wrong places will crash your destiny. Never look at things that can take you away from your dream and destiny. Don't look at things that can take you away from your dream. You have a dream. You have a destiny. Don't look. Stop looking at things that can take you away from your dream. Psalm 119, verse 37. The Bible says, turn away your eyes from looking at worthless things. Turn away your eyes. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs 23 verses 31 and 32. Proverbs. Don't look on the wine when it is red. When it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, wine, beer. Verse 32. At the last, he bites like a serpent and he stings like a viper. So stop looking at things that will take you from your dream. Henry Ford once said, obstacles are the frightful things we see when we take our eyes off the goal. The frightful things we see when you take your eyes off the goal. Where do I look at? What are the things I should look at? Let me start with the familiar. Number one, look up. Look up. Psalm 5 verse 3. Psalm 5 verse 3. Please pay attention. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and we look up. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. Please, why must I look up? The source of a thing sustains that thing. You know that already. In Genesis chapter 1, when God was going to create the trees of the field and the beasts of the earth, God spoke to the ground. Let the earth bring forth trees and animals, four-footed beasts of all kinds, and they brought forth. In verse 20 of Genesis chapter 1, when God was going to create sea creatures, creatures in the sea, God spoke to the waters, let the waters abound in abundance of living creatures, and it was so. But when God was going to create man, God spoke to himself. Let us, in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, come, let us make man in our own image. So to create the tree, to create animals, goat, God spoke to the ground and the ground brought forth. That is why when you uproot a tree from the ground, it dies. It looks to the ground for survival. That is why goat always look to the ground for survival, looking for what to eat. That's why you as a man, you are not looking to the ground for what you will eat, except that man has become an animal. And that's why you must look up. The source of a thing sustains that thing. Somebody help me say, I will look up. Come on, say it louder. Always look up. Always look up. Show that God is your source. Looking up is an acknowledgement of the fact that God is your source. Looking up is a sign of your dependency on God. I am dependent on God. My eyes are on Him. Psalm 50, verse 7. I beg your pardon, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. Is there anybody here that God will help? Say, the Lord God will help me. He said, therefore, I will not be disgraced. Somebody, you are here, you will not be disgraced. They are not saying amen in the choir. You will not be disgraced. Those who are plotting your disgrace shall be disgraced. Those who are plotting your disgrace shall be disgraced. Somebody joining the service online, you will not be disgraced, because God will help you. Those who are plotting your disgrace shall be disgraced. So the Lord God will help me, therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face as a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. Set your face on Him. Look up, He's your source. Set your gaze on Him. Set your face on Him. Look up to Him. Thank God for your uncles. Thank God for your helpers. The helpers of destiny. But excuse me, God is your source. Look up. That's number one place to look. Keep looking up all the time. That's where your help comes from. Let your eyes be on Him. So you show that you are looking up when you pray. Those who don't pray are looking somewhere else. Abou, look at me. Let your Lord. Let your Lord. Do you have any other person aside from God? Some people put their own God in their pocket. Some people put their own God as a ring in their finger. Some people put their own God on their toe, on a toe. Some people hung their own God somewhere. My own God is the one that carries me all about. He carries me. I can't carry my God. He's on my inside though, and yet He carries me. Look up to God. The right source. The right place to look. Look up to God. Don't look at your money. Money can fail. Don't look at your position. No position is permanent. It's transient. If you have voted into office, it's only for 4 years. At most, another 4 years. You can't get a third term. Sorry. Go home. Number two, look back. Pastor Yemi, I've been following you a long time. You are contradicting yourself. You have told us never to look up. I remember you prayed. You said you cannot go forward looking backward. Yeah, I remember you said it one time ago. Now you are saying we should look back. You are contradicting yourself. Just listen to me. Let me tell your neighbor, look back. There are times you need to look back. You look back to learn from the past, not to dwell there. You look back to do what? You see, it may be difficult to arrive at glory if you don't know how at intervals to look back. It is necessary sometimes to learn from your mistake, your failure, or your fall. That's the only way to go forward. There is nobody here seated who has, there is no one who has never failed. There is no one who has ever made a mistake. There is no one who has never fallen. You fell as a child. Oh, you got up again. The Yorubas, I love my language. I love this tribe. The Yoruba says, when a child falls, he looks to the front. He has not learned anything. That's why he will fall again. But when an adult falls, he looks back to see what made him fall. That's why you should look back. That's how you should look back. In 1 Kings chapter 6, we read from verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 6. The Bible says, the sons of the prophet. No, is it 1 Kings? No, 2 Kings, beg your pardon. Why am I putting 1st? 2 Kings. Forgive me. Chapter 6. Let's start. Let's speak it from verse 5 for sake of time. But as one was, you know the story, one of the sons of the prophet told their master Elisha, let's go and where we are dwelling is too small. We want to make progress. We want to enlarge. Let's go and cut. It's okay, go. Go to the thick forest and cut beam. Cut trees. Come and expand. We want to expand. And then one of them said, please go with us. It's okay, I will go with you. And then as they were falling brim, but as one was cutting down the tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. Verses. So the man of God said, where did it fall? Turn to your neighbor, tell him, ask him, where did you fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off sick. You see, there are times you need to go back to the place where you tripped, where you fell. That's why you need to look back sometimes to know the places where you have made a mistake. Where did you make a mistake? Look back and correct it. If you don't learn from history, you will repeat the foolishness of history. If you don't learn from your mistakes, from your failure, you will repeat the mistake. You will repeat the failure. You have to look back once in a while. Don't forget what I said. Look back to learn. Don't dwell there. Don't dwell in the past. Don't dwell in your yesterday. Don't dwell. Just take a look and adjust yourself. Why would you be repeating the same mistake? Why would you be repeating the same mistake? A guy deceived you. He came back and he deceived you again. And you are still falling into the same mistake, into the same error. Why stop? Learn from that mistake. Learn from that mistake. A guy asked you out and he said he will marry you. And now he's saying he wants to sleep with you. And you have said, no, Pastor Yemi said, we should not do it. We should wait till we are married. Pastor Yemi said, Pastor Grace Man said, if you want to sleep with me, let's come to the altar and just, or come to the pastor's office and exchange a vow and we are married. Just come with your parents, you know, and then you can go and be sleeping. He said, no, we are not at that level now. We're not getting to the level of marriage. We'll marry, I will marry you. But let me sleep with you. If you don't, I don't sleep with you, that means you don't love me. Ha, excuse, I love you. But sex is not the proof that I love you. I love you, but I won't give you this. If you won't give me, I will not marry you again. Excuse me, let him go. Because you have made the mistake. You have allowed him. And it's only this one. So, hey. And he has left with you only this once. And after a while, he left you. And another man is now in your life. And he starts saying the same thing. And you have not learned from yesterday. And you have forgotten Lamentations chapter 1 verse 8. Don't every young lady, don't forget that one. Lamentations chapter 1 verse 8. What does it say? Jerusalem has grievously sinned. Therefore he is removed. I love this language. English language. Very straightforward. All who honored her. Past tense. They honored her. Now they despise her. Present tense. They are despising her. Present continuous tense. Why? Because they have seen her nakedness.
you lose value to ever sees your nakedness. He has slept to kilo to unwa kilo ku.
Learn from your mistakes. Find out how did you fall into that error? How did you fall into that fornication, into that adultery? What happened? Find it out and then make move forward. Make progress. Block that loophole in your life. Confess your sin and step on. So there is the need to go back to where you fell and retrace your steps. Why again do you need to look back? There is the need for you to look back sometimes to remember where you are coming from. And to remember what got you here. Those who fail to look back, forget how they got here. They forget the things they did that brought them to this level. Those who don't look, they will forget. You have forgotten that you are where you are because you prayed before you got here. You prayed, you fasted before you got here. Now you are here. You can't pray again. You don't pray again. You've forgotten the things that brought you here. Never. Never forget what gets you here. Remember how you get here. How did you get here? You were humble. Now that you have gotten here, don't be proud. Don't be proud. You have no reason to be proud. You have no reason. What has God given you? Technical, really? What do you have that somebody does not have? What do you have? You see people who are blessed, they don't make noise. They don't shout. You have little change. You won't let anybody rest again because of little change. Pastor cannot correct you again. You are forgetting where you are coming from. So you have not learned to look back once in a while. Look back once in a while. Learn from your mistake and remember how you got there. Number three, look with, is that number three? Look within. Look within. Number one, look up. Number two, look back. Number three, look within. What is needed for your glory is already within you. Or within your reach. It's around you. It's within you. It's already with you. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 4. The wife of the prophet had cried to Elijah, one of the wives of the sons of the prophet. And Elijah said, what do you have? Well, Elijah, what do you have in the house? Chapter 4 verse 2. Chapter 4. What do you have? What can I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? Everybody, can we read the answer? One, two, go. She said. Forget about the safe. Don't go to Port of Oil. Look at what she said. Your handmaid has nothing. Ah, that's not true. Somebody say that's not true. There is nobody that God has not given something to. You have something. In Matthew chapter 25, and in verse 15 says, he gave one, two, he gave one, five, he gave one, two, he gave one. Look at the next sentence. To each according to his, no, next sentence, that's verse 15. He gave to each according to their several ability. He gave to everyone according to his several abilities. In verse 15, verse 15 is all I need. So he gave you. Say, he gave me. You have grace. You have gift. You have talent. The problem with this generation is that we underrate what we have. We overrate what we don't have. We operate what somebody else has. our own, we don't. What do I have? You belittle your grace. You are hiding the grace of another man. You are hiding the ability of another man. Why should I hide the ability of Shesan? Or your middle too? Or the mother? Why should I hide the ability to sing? I used to sing before. Why should I hide that? If I want to sing, you will not be laughing. The other day, this morning, I was singing, you are laughing. I should not be hiding their grace. You just make a fool of yourself. Treasure what you have. Look within. That woman said, your heart made out nothing. You see, anything that God is going to use to bless is already inside of you or around you, in your house. What do you have in the house? What do you have? What do you have? There are sometimes you need to sell what you have to advance your destiny. I am telling you. When my mother was going to pay for my WAEC, West African Examination Council exam, West African exam, in 1986, she couldn't raise 35 naira. She didn't have. So my mother remember she had something, a wrapper, a clothes, iru and buba. She took some of them and sold them so she could raise 35 naira. My mother was a specialist in doing paro. I want me to learn more paro. Your mother did it also? Oh, praise God for her. God bless her soul. To raise 35 naira. So she didn't have, so she, there was something she had, clothes. She sold her clothes. My mother sold her clothes to raise 35 naira for me. What you have? I wanted to write jam. I didn't have 35 naira to buy jam for 1987. What did I have? I have the little grace to teach. So I went to a primary school, coaching classes to teach. I have told you, don't be tired of my story. I didn't have trousers. I didn't have shoes. So I was paid 25 naira first month to buy a good shirt, about 5 naira. I didn't buy shirt. I didn't buy shoe. I spent the whole 20, I didn't pay tight because I didn't even know anything about tight. The whole 25 naira, I spent it to buy form, A-level form. Next month, my salary increased 35 naira. I used the whole 35 naira to buy jam form. 2 months of earning 25 plus 35, 60 naira. I spent the 60 naira to buy form. That was what I had to advance my destiny. You don't have money to write a small exam, professional exam, but you have iPhone 15 Pro Max. Your life and destiny is not iPhone-y. I carry iPhone. And your destiny is crying. Your destiny is having issues. Your destiny has a need. You can meet that need. Don't stop looking at one uncle. You want an uncle to help you, and the uncle looks at you and looks at the phone in your hand. So I told you, somebody came to me, asked me to ask me for help, for money to do exam. Money to do exam. I give people money for exam. I give people money. One little girl, the mom came to do something in my house, and I asked her, "What you wrote this work? Now, what? How was your result?" So the mother said, "I have not been able to go and collect it." I said, "Why?" She said, "We are holding the school." "Ah, the whole school? Is it a public school?" He said, "No, it's one secondary private school. We owe them money. How much?" And she mentioned the number of thousands of naira that they owe. And so your girl has not collected her result. So I just brought out the money. "Yeah, go and collect." So the woman knelt down. She wasn't expecting it. Excuse me. If that girl is not carrying iPhone 11, even if it's iPhone 11, and you want to pay 15,000 naira,
You have the resources. All right, go and set that phone in your hand. I have just told you the truth. If you lie, don't like me. If you like. So that's fine. If you lie, don't like me. I won't give you shishi. It's Shingbang. Is that Shingbang? Because you have not come to terms, you do not really understand life. You don't, until you come to that level of understanding of life, you won't make progress. Look within. You have it in you. What is needed for your glory is already within you or within your reach. Grace is in you. Ability, talent, and so they are in you. Reach inward and bring them out for profiting. Number four, look ahead. Look up. Look back. Look within. And look ahead. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. The problem with many of us is that we don't look ahead. Whatever our physical eyes can see, you are behaving like an African impala. There's an African impala. I must have told you the story of African impala. African impala is, a gazelle, an animal that can jump 5 feet high and 15 feet long. If he jumps this way, then but this animal can be caged by a three-foot fence. A fence of 3 foot. You know why it won't jump? It will not jump if it cannot see where his leg will land. No foresight. And the Lord said to Abraham, and after Lot has separated from him, lift your eyes now. And look, somebody say look, from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward. Verse 15, for all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendant forever. Excuse me, how far will Abraham be able to see if it is just looking physically? Iboloju every. There is the need for you to sharpen your inner eyes. Be a man of vision. Be able to see. It is important for you to see. Whatever you cannot see, you cannot cease. You must be able to see. See within. See far. See ahead. See. Have foresight. This generation, we have challenges and troubles and problems because anywhere there is opportunity, we all run there. Bandwagon. Pure water is selling. Everybody is selling pure water. It is puff puff that is selling. Everybody is frying puff puff. Egg buns is selling. Everybody is out doing egg buns. POS business is working. Everybody is doing POS. For telephone, everybody is doing telephone. You just rush there. And that's the reason why people fail. Successful people, they don't go where opportunity is. They go where opportunity will soon be. They wait for opportunity, we come and meet them there. And before others, bandwagon come. So they have made it. You will make it. Look ahead. Stop looking at this, your environment. Look beyond your nose. Look ahead. Think ahead. Think ahead. It is important to look ahead, though. Vision or foresight is a vital key for a successful life. It is your vision that sets the limit on your destiny. It is your vision that sets the limit on your possibilities. You can see. A Spanish proverb says, he who does not look ahead remains behind. May you not remain behind, but look ahead. He who does not look ahead remains behind. I should stop at number four, but let me add one more that is a bit different from others. Number four or number five. Look at an example. You need an example to look to. By example, I mean mentorship. You need to look to God. You need to look back and learn from your mistakes and your past. Remember where you are coming from. You need to look inward. What has God deposited into you that will make you prosperous and bring you to glory? Then you need to look ahead. Vision, foresight, look ahead. Look beyond the now. Look beyond the now. If you look beyond now, you will not be spending all your money on the now. Looking ahead, you will know how to plan. You know how to invest into your future. You don't hit your future today. Very many people are hitting their future today. The story of my life, I just told you, I was investing into my future. Invest into your future. Then look to an example. You must have an example. Have a mentor. There must be a mentor. There must be someone you are looking up to. What is it? Praise the Lord. Please don't answer like the microphone. Shout hallelujah. You need someone to look up to. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 51, and in verse number 2. He said, let your thoughts be turned to Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who gave birth to you. Let your thought, the King James Version said, look unto Abraham, who bear you, and to Sarah. I called him alone. Look to Abraham. So there must be something. You look unto Abraham, you look at Sarah, you learn from their lives. Everybody needs an example to learn from. That's why you need someone, you need a mentor, you need a father. He said, look to Abraham. Look to him. Now, if you look at the scripture, there are fantastic things there. He said, look, let your thoughts be towards, turn towards Abraham your father, and to Sarah who gave birth to you. For when he was but one, my voice came to him. I gave him my blessing. I made him a great people. My voice came to him. God's voice came to him is number one. For God to give you a blessing, you heard when Minister Shane was going to invite me, spoke about light. Your level of progress in life is dependent on the level of light that you have. Your understanding of scriptures. He said, my voice came to him. If the voice of God is not coming to you as you are hearing this morning, hearing me, if God's voice is not coming, it's not striking a chord, it's not eating at something in your life, I'm afraid for you. The voice of God, the word of God must come to you. Then he said, I gave him my blessing. May God's voice come to you. May God give you his blessing. May God give you his blessing. He said, I gave him my blessing. Then he said, I made him. May God make you. May God speak to you. May God bless you. May he give you blessing. May he make you. God will make you. Someone, come on, someone help me say, God will make me. Say louder, God will make me. Look to an example. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look to Abraham. Look to Jesus. You need a mentor. You need someone to look up to. You need someone in the area of your calling. Pattern your life after him. Learn from his stories, from his mistakes. Why do you think we follow fathers in the faith? Why do we follow them? To learn from them. To learn from their mistakes. Learn from them. May your eyes be open to see.
Don't forget, eyes that look are common, but eyes that see are few. May God empower your eyes to see. May you open your eyes to see. And may you learn and make progress with your life. May you arrive at glory in your life and in your destiny. May you be profitable in life. May your life be a profitable one. May you not tell stories with your life. May you have something great to show. May God multiply you. May you not be few. May God glorify you.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.